Caring for the teacher Shakya Guna, Namo Guru. When Jitsen Milarepa went from Mangyul Kidrong to Nyanong, his old benefactors there were so incredibly overjoyed to see him that they supplicated him to permanently reside in Nyanong. He went to a place between Sen Deshe and Nyanong and took up his abode in a cave beneath a large boulder that looked like a belly. It was then that the teacher Shakya Guna and Milarepa's mainly female students from Nyanong came to see their master. They asked the Jetson, "In the different mountain retreats you have practiced in before coming here now, how has your realization increased? How has your practice been enhanced? What kinds of confidence have arisen within you?" In reply, Milarepa sang the song of realization.
At the feet of my father, the translator, I bow, from meditating here and there in natural retreats. I gain confidence that there is no arising. This swept away my taking, past and future lies as two.
After Milarepa finished singing, his students asked him, "What other kinds of realization arose within you? How else was your practice enhanced?" Milarepa replied, "I shall tell you how I applied myself to positive actions in a way that will be easy for you to understand." And he sang the song of realization.
Outside my father, I was a boy in the lower realm.
The teacher Shakyaguna marveled. Jetson, your practice and realization are primordially excellent. I had the good fortune of meeting you in the past, but at that time I did not receive instructions that I could put my heart into that really hit home. Now, please hold me in your great compassion. Please give me empowerment and practice instructions. The Jetson consented, gave the teacher empowerment and instructions, and set him to meditate. Experiences arose within him, and he went before the Jetson once again. He said to his master, "If appearance and samsara did not exist, there would be no need to practice Dharma. If mind did not exist, no one could ever become a Kenpo. If the Lama did not exist, no one would know how to practice Dharma. Please tell me the defining characteristics of each of these and point out the nature of mind." In reply, the Jetson sang the song of realization.
What defines appearances is that they've never been born. If birth seems to happen, it's just springing, nothing more. What defines samsara is its lack of a base or a root. If there is a base or root, that's only a thought.
Jetson finished singing, he said, "Teacher, do not be attached to the fame, comforts, and happiness of this life. Do not fixate on the words of conventional terms. Mix your life with meditation. Not only you, but everyone else as well should approach the Dharma like this. So put the meaning of these words into practice." And then he sang the song of realization.
All you fortunate, genuine people, I'd like to ask you this. This life is deceiving, don't you understand? And material things are illusion, don't you understand? And samsara exists.
understand. And when you realize this, whatever appears is mine. Throughout the day and night, look at your mind. When you look at your mind, you don't see anything. When you don't see anything, let go and relax. If you ask for my opinion about Mahamudra, it's just my basic nature and nothing more than that. The knower cannot be found, settle right into that. And the poison post-meditation are inseparable.
So the Jetson sang, and then the teacher Shakyaguna as well devoted himself exclusively to practice. As a result, extraordinary experience and realization dawned within him, and he became a learned and accomplished teacher and meditator, one of Milarepa's close disciples. Thus, in the story of how Milarepa cared for the teacher Shakyaguna at Drepuk Cave in Yanang.